Monica Hooper. I'm a writer for What's Up. I'm here today with local musician Corey McKelvey. She spent many hours and days making music here in Northwest Arkansas, and now the multi-instrumentalist is raising money to get her solo EP off the ground. She's here today to share a song and talk about her upcoming EP. Welcome, Corey.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So tell me about your background. What led you to make music?
I just have loved to sing for as long as I can remember. I've been singing since I could talk, and my dad exposed me to like a lot of classic rock when I was a kid. Both of my grandmothers have been singing for all of their lives as well, I'd say. So maybe that's kind of the start of it all.
Okay. And you're involved in a lot of musical projects.
It's getting to be that way, yeah. I'm honestly living my dream right now. I'm really so thankful to be involved in different things. I've got Dandelion Heart, which is the all-female Americana band. Deepwood Mac, which is the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. And I am just now going to be starting up Corey McKelvey Band, which is going to be a totally different sound than anything else I've done. And then I've done a couple of sit-ins with Neon Moon, which is a 90s country cover band. So, yeah, lots of fun things.
All right. And so did your dad, was Fleetwood Mac one of the bands that you were exposed to at an early age?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, Fleetwood Mac, both my parents, you know, loved the Eagles. Bread was one of my favorites that my dad introduced me to. Just a lot of those older bands that had really beautiful harmonies, which I think is what just led me to be so drawn to harmonies and music and why I love singing with Dandelion Heart so much.
Yeah, I was about to ask because that seems to be such a central thing with Dandelion Heart is the layering of the vocals.
For sure.
So, and you said this new project, the Corey McKelvey project, is this the EP that you're working on, or is this a different project?
Well, so to talk about the EP specifically, I got to a point where I was just looking at these different songs that I had written that I didn't really felt right for Dandelion Heart, but I want people to hear them, and I want to get them out. And that's really how my very first album started so many years ago, was just I'd written songs, and I just wanted to do it for myself, really. So it's going to be 6 songs on this EP. It is a solo EP, but I, of course, have a lot of guest musicians on it contributing as well. So I'm very, very excited with what it's turning into. The Corey McKelvey Band is going to be something different, pretty different, I think. It's going to be more of a funk, soul, kind of make people move sort of music. And this EP is more of a, like a blues Americana kind of style, so.
Okay. And are some of your bandmates from Dandelion Heart joining in on this EP?
Definitely. I've got Willa playing cello on a song called Shadows, and all 3 of the girls also did vocals on that song as well. Lacey did washboard on a couple of the songs, so yeah.
Okay, and Willa's your cousin, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, we call each other buddy cuz because our stepdads are brothers, and so it's a fun thing we like to say. Yes, we're cousins.
Okay, all right. So tell me a little bit more about the EP is called The Other Side of the Mountain?
Yes.
Okay, and I read that you said that these were transitional and transformative songs about your life. So can you tell us a little bit about those songs?
Yeah, for sure. I went through a lot of changes over the past few years, really. Becoming a mom, kind of transitioning to a different world in nursing, ending a very long relationship, and just really kind of getting to a place where I was needing to figure myself out again, I think, and kind of see what I wanted out of life and what direction I really wanted to be going, and just really to be focusing on my own personal well-being. And so these songs are really a reflection of that. I mean, the song that I mentioned previously, Shadows, is the only song on the album that's I'd say pretty slow. It's a sad song, and it is very much about depression and loneliness, you know, in adulthood, and just how we're all kind of, you know, sheltering ourselves and sheltering our hearts from hurt, but we want connection and we want to be with other people, and just kind of that, just how painful that can be. So that's a sad song that's on it. A couple of the other songs are just like, just kind of reflections on life and like the world that we're living in right now. And then I'd say there's definitely some songs that are kind of like, not necessarily love songs, but songs about having interest in relationships, romantic relationships, lustful relationships, just all that stuff, you know, that people like to experience. So,
okay, all right. And how many and what instruments are you playing on this album?
On this album, I'm only playing my mandolele. So I really only know how to play banjo and mandolin, but I have a few different instruments that are small that I tune to mandolin tuning. So I've got a baritone ukulele that I play most of the time these days, and it's tuned like a mandolin. I don't know how to play ukulele. So that's the only instrument I'm playing on it. And then lots of singing, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can you kind of explain to people who are listening who don't know what a mandolele is?
Mm-hmm. So it's really just a phrase that is made up to say it's a combination of a mandolin and a ukulele. So we call it a mandolele.
Okay.
Bye. And the reason it's that combination is only because I have tuned it like a mandolin.
Okay. I noticed you were playing that, I believe, when I came to record Dandelion
yes.
Heart last year, and I was just fascinated by it, but I was trying to stay on track
because yeah.
I've seen
it's
them
different.
I've
People
seen them
always
in
ask
music.
And
yeah. So how did you learn how to play that? Just by messing around, or did you have someone?
Steve Kelsey, who is still in our area as a musician, I took lessons from him at Sigler Music so long ago. It was 2008, I think, when I very first got my first mandolin, and I took lessons from Steve for a month or so, and then I moved out closer to Eureka. So, and then I just stuck with only the mandolin for a long time, mm-hmm. and then I just wanted something that I felt would be easier for finger picking or just a little softer on my fingers. So the nylon strings of a ukulele were appealing, and then I realized, well, hey, I can like just change the tuning on that and make that work. So yeah, just a little bit of creativity, I suppose, but I'm sure lots of other people have done it.
I mean, I have it, so I'm proud of you for figuring it out.
Thank you.
All right, so and so since you've been recording this EP, where have you been recording it at?
Been recording at Homestead Recording, which is just off the square, just a couple doors down from the old Roots HQ spot. Shares a building with Ironside Photography, and Eric Whithans is the owner of that studio, and I've been admiring his music and his partner Mary, her music for a long time, and so really glad to be able to collaborate with him.
Is this your first time recording there?
Dandelion Heart did two singles there last spring.
Okay.
So that was my first time to record with Eric. So yeah, it's been nice and familiar, and yeah, it's been good.
So how is it different doing your solo projects, or solo project with, how is the recordings session different now that you're trying to do something solo as opposed to recording with an entire band?
I think the biggest thing that was really convenient, I'll say, is just for the first session, I just went in my voice, my mandolele, and my bassist, And we did all six songs in that first day. And it's so much easier when you're just working with fewer people. And then we kind of have layered things over since then. And four sessions for this EP to be done feels really great to me and pretty efficient. I feel really good about it, honestly.
Okay. And you've been taking some contributions online through Venmo, correct? And
I really, I'll be honest, I haven't gotten a lot of traction with that. You know, I've been trying to kind of subtly just share and promote a little bit because, you know, we just have so many wonderful musicians in this area and people are always doing projects and always sharing things. And I support that fully. And I don't know, I guess I didn't want to just be like another person, like, hey, I have a project too, you know, but like, hey, we're all just trying to get it done right. So
yeah.
If that being said, if anybody, you know, feels like this is something that they would like to support, I've got Venmo, PayPal, and I am, what I had offered originally was to send digital links to anyone who donated any amount, period. And now I think I'm going to probably work on putting together some like pre-sale packages. So like T-shirt and CD and sticker, and just kind of see if people might be interested in that.
Okay. Is that something you've done with Dandelion Heart?
So I've done Kickstarters in the past. Okay. So the Kickstarter concept is people basically, they donate the money for a reward. Could mm-hmm. be a T-shirt, could be a CD, could be a concert from the band. Mm-hmm. And then once the album or project is completed, then those rewards are all fulfilled after. So it's basically just like a giant pre-sale thing, which is really so helpful. But I've done three of them in the past, and I just was like, you know, I'm going to really try hard to do this myself this time around. Mm-hmm. And I have struggled through it, and I'm proud of myself.
I imagine it's got to be kind of hard to, because, I mean, when you're in a band, you can always say, well, I work with these wonderful musicians, and everyone should support them. But when it's yourself, it's a little different.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, I think so many people, you know, we all kind of struggle with imposter syndrome sometimes, and
right.
just like, am I, you know, doing the right thing? Is this good enough for people? And especially artists, and you know, it's so cliche, but we are all our own worst critic, and we are always, I think, you know, questioning if what we're doing is meaningful to others. I know it's meaningful to myself, and that's the most important thing to me. So,
great. All right, so I noticed you have some shows coming up too, right?
Yeah, so actually, Candy Lee, another wonderful, amazing local musician and good friend of mine, we are going to be both releasing albums shortly. So she's doing a kids album called Backyard Bugs, I believe. And then I've got my EP called The Other Side of the Mountain. And so we are teaming up at Nomad's Trailside. And then our good friends McCormick Carlson and Bill Smiley of Monk is King, they're going to also join us and do a little duo jazz thing. I think it's going to be really cool. So the three of us on February 18th, which is a Saturday at Nomad's Trailside, it's only $5 to get in the door. And truly, you will be supporting, I'd say Candy and I both would be super thankful to have any contributions to the album effort at that show. But yeah, I would love to see some people out.
Okay, great. And are you planning to perform your solo material with any of the bands you work with in the future?
That's a good question, Monica. there is a song on the EP that Dandelion Heart, we have been performing. And I think Shadows, since the girls have all sung on that, Lacey has brought up, like, hey, we should throw that one in the set list. So yeah, I definitely think, you know, some of those songs will be getting out in those other ways. And then, of course, I will be at the farmer's market as much as possible this summer, and just I'll still be doing some solo things here and there, which, you know, I'll always play those things when I'm doing that kind of stuff. So,
okay, wonderful. And finally, can you tell our readers and listeners where they can keep up with your music or donate to your album fund and keep up with your shows?
Yes, I would greatly appreciate everyone to take a listen, have a follow, do a like, all that good stuff. So it's Corey McKelvey Music is my Facebook page. That's Corey McKelvey Music. And that's on Facebook. And then Dandelion Heart music on Facebook. Also, we would love to have that follow. Deepwood Mac would appreciate it. So yeah, and Dandelion Heart Band, we've got our website as well. But specifically for keeping up with myself, Corey McKelvey Music on Facebook.
Okay, and that is a, let me make sure that our readers understand, there's an E in Corey, but there's not an E at the end of Kelvey, because I've had to remind myself many times.
Yes, you've got it right.
All right, and what song are you sharing with us today?
Today I'm going to sing a song called Might Be. I wrote it at the House of Songs, in summer of 21 now. I can't say last summer, that's incorrect. Yeah, so that's where it started, and now it's come all this way to the EP and to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
All right, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.